The themes and the content discussed in this programme may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed with Alison Ferns and BB Lynch.
Evening.
Oh, hi.
So tonight we are meeting a friend of yours, a woman who sounds fabulous, a woman who promises to teach other women how to be sexy and confident. I am all over this.
And I'm glad we finally got you out of the sex shop. And I'm glad you're here to be empowered. Shall I tell you a little bit about my friend?
Please.
So her name is Madame Storm. She's the sexiest creature on earth, except for you and I, of course.
Of course.
And we met doing another broadcast thing, so we won't mention it. But then Storm is an international dominatrix and confidence coach, and runs classes called How to Strut. So I went along and learned how to strut. And you think it's just putting on some heels and that's what it's about. It's, you know, just like sashaying along. And it's totally not just that. It is about empowerment. And when I went along, at one point Strut was saying that women get quite emotional and she'd seen women cry. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure. And then a woman was crying. And shall I tell you what was going on?
Yes.
So I went over to her and I just, you know, I said, look, you don't have to tell me because I'm obviously a journalist. But it's, you know, why are you so upset? And her story was extraordinary. She was a teacher. She'd been attacked by a pupil, ended up in a wheelchair, been in a wheelchair for 2 years. A few months before, had got out of the wheelchair, was walking with a stick. And that class, Storm's class, was the first time she'd walked without a stick. And she was doing it in heels.
Amazing.
And she felt like she had kind of just owned herself again. So isn't it incredible?
Well, that is what tonight's show is all about. Female empowerment. What does it for you? What makes you feel powerful, confident, sexy? You can get in touch. Text us 81333. Start your message with the word radio.
Live and local. After the Watershed on BBC Surrey.
Do you like my strutting outfit?
God, you are.
I gave it some thought.
You look delicious.
I've got heels on.
Oh, my God, you have.
I've got the heels.
Yeah.
With comfortable insoles, though. It's
your thing.
Let's not get carried away, shall we?
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. And I've gone leopard print.
No, I know you've gone leopard.
So
Kate O'Mara.
Oh, thank you. I think. I'm not sure that's a compliment.
You don't
or
know
not.
Who that is, do you?
I do.
You don't.
I do.
How old are you?
No, I do. No. Howard's Way. Was she on that?
Oh, I don't want to say Triangle.
I think she was also on Howard's Way. Anyway, somebody will know. Do get in touch.
Kate, do call in.
if Kate O'Mara is your specialist subject. Seriously, do get in touch this evening if you've ever been on, a course like the kind of thing that Madame Storm runs. It might be strutting, it might be... I mean, I have a friend who, I remember... She did a burlesque course and felt very empowered.
Yeah.
And it was quite bizarre, actually, to see the change in her. Because, and she won't mind me saying this, but before she was someone who was very self-conscious, particularly about her body.
Yeah.
Went on this burlesque course.
Yeah.
After that, she couldn't keep her clothes on.
What?
I'm serious. You'd go out on a night out with her. Couple of white wine spritzers.
Oh.
She was a very different person.
But, you know, there's also a question is, why is that happening more now in 2019? Should we be needing to be empowered more now? Shouldn't we just be equal anyway?
Yeah.
Because is that what it comes down to?
That's a very good point. Shall we ask Madame Storm
her
views on this? Well, BB wasn't kidding. You are fabulous.
Thank you, darling. So are you.
Well, thank you.
She really makes me giggle.
Oh, no.
I know. I always feel a little bit...
How tall are you, Madame Storm?
I'm 5'11".
No, I thought so. I feel very short.
Yeah. But I do have killer heels on, of course.
Yes. I should have gone for taller heels. I'm now thinking. How did you get into this? And when did you start running these strutting workshops?
Okay, how did I get into being a dominatrix or being a coach?
Let's do the coach bit first.
Let's break us in gently, Storm.
We'll save the dominatrix bit for later, shall we?
But after the Watershed.
Fergies. To be honest with you, it was a long journey of self-development for myself before I became a coach. Many years ago, I had, you know, a few issues that I had to work through. And one day I woke up and I said, if I continue like this, I'm literally going to die. And I have to change my life. So that day I woke up and I started going to the gym. And every time I went to the gym, I started feeling more and more better about myself, more confident, more happy, getting in tune with my body and who I was as a person. Then I actually entered in a competition called the WBFF.
What?
Yes, a bodybuilding competition.
What?
Yes, I did bodybuilding. And what that taught me was great discipline. And it was about focusing on self. And even though it was a competition, I really wanted to experience what it was like to be vulnerable, because I felt like that was part of my issue, not allowing myself to be vulnerable and not just being out there going, I'm going to try this and I don't care what anyone else says. So I knew that was a blockage for me. So getting on stage and being judged by hundreds of people, and to know that so many people were watching my journey, and I got to the space where I didn't care what anyone thought, whether I succeeded or failed.
But did you really? I'm always really cynical when people say, I don't care what people think.
No, because you have to. Because if you get caught up in what other people will think or say to you, then you will never grow. You will never try anything. Mm. And most of the time, the things that you may think other people are thinking of you, they're not thinking that of you at all. These are all your own internal thoughts about yourself, you know, and fear is the biggest thing that holds people back from being their true self. So for me, I put myself in that situation because I wanted to feel vulnerable. I wanted to break out of that comfort zone to take me to the next level, because I knew that fear was holding me back. And throughout that journey, everyone said I wouldn't place. You know, so places, getting a medal or winning. I didn't look like anybody else. You know, I was this tall black woman, shaved hair, tattoos. And they were just like, who is this woman? But then the category was called Diva Bikini.
Oh, hello.
So I was like, well...
Two ain't bad.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, sign me up, honey. So I placed, you know, I came top five. I got my medal. And for me, it meant, wow, I did it. You know, that's what exercise does for me. It's that competition with yourself, you know. And again, going back to body confidence, it just allowed me to get to know my body again, to understand my body, and to be disciplined with self. And it helped me with my mental state. So from that, I then was like, I really love this feeling. And then what happened was naturally other people started following me. And they felt inspired by my journey because I was very open and vocal about my issues and my depression and the things that I went through. And I really liked the feeling of helping other people, especially women. So then I went on this journey, you know, I became a fitness coach, personal trainer. And I was like, that's quite not me. But I like the coaching element of it. Mm. I always came from a psychology background. You know, being a dominatrix is all about psychology. So I was always fascinated
with
that.
Write that down, Ali.
So I was always fascinated by that. And it generally just grew naturally into me becoming a coach. And I remember when I first started, I was like, well, I want to teach women how to be sexy. But there was nothing out there like it, right? So I was like, how am I possibly going to market this, right? Anyone thinking I'm running a brothel? So
that's what we have with the show, isn't it? That's when we didn't know what to say.
Yeah, you don't, right? You don't. And everyone thought I was crazy and bizarre. So it took a few years for me to kind of figure out exactly how I was going to do this. And then I read in a book that you should do the one thing that comes natural to you. That should be what you do in life. So I thought, okay, what comes really natural to me? So I thought, being sexy comes very natural to me. It's something that I do subconsciously. Being confident is something that comes very natural to me. So then with that knowledge from reading that book, I thought, okay, what is the one thing that people always ask me? And I would always get asked from strangers, like I would literally walk into a restaurant and ladies would come over, you know, and be like, how do you do that? And I'm like, do what? What did I do?
Does everybody look at you when you enter a room?
Yes.
I imagine they do.
Yeah.
So I mean, we did. We stopped what we were doing when you
Alison,
entered.
Thank you. So going back to that one thing, and I was like, it's how I walk. So people would always say, you know, how do you command attention? You know, how are you able to be so sexy? And I didn't know the answer because I was doing it subconsciously. So I had to take some time out to figure out what is it that makes people attracted to me? And it went down to because people feel my energy. So I worked backwards. I was like, okay, so if it's my energy, what is it that I do before that? It's my inner confidence. Okay, so what do I do to project my inner confidence? Ah, it's the way I walk. So that's how
it's
I
that
came
simple.
Up.
Oh, Madison Storm, teach me. I want to be your pupil.
I'm here to teach you, Annie.
I've had an idea.
Oh, hang on.
I know.
No,
it's never good when this happens.
Okay.
So during the week, I do an afternoon show, and we do a feature called Street Life, where we have the length of one song in which to go out onto Queen's Road in Brighton and see if we can find somebody randomly, anybody on the street who wants to come in and share their life story with
us. Oh, wow. I love that.
I'm thinking
do
we
do. Do you really?
I do. I do.
I'm thinking we do that tonight, but we change it up a little bit. Street Life becomes Strut Life.
Ooh, love it.
Look at her face. Look how proud she is.
We've got to find a stranger, and we're only going to have 3 minutes and 10 seconds in which to do it.
We can do it.
We can do it. Yes. Listen, if anyone can do it, Madam Storm, you can do it.
And what's the song you're going to play?
Do you know what? I'm going to go for a song that actually empowers me at the moment.
Okay.
And it's really interesting what you say about fitness, because I never wanted that to be true, because I'm lazy by nature.
But you're doing it.
I am. And do you know
congratulations,
what?
Well done.
It's true what you say. Mm. I do feel much better physically, but also mentally, psychologically. I do feel more empowered.
Yeah.
Mm. And this is a song which helps me with that. I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby. I know I never think before I jump. And you're the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never leave well enough alone. And trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. But one of these things is not like the others. Like a rainbow with all of the colors. Baby doll when it comes to a lover. I promise that you'll never find another like me.
I know you never get just what you see, but I will never fall you, baby.
And when we had that fight out in the rain, you ran after me and called my name.
I never wanna see you walk away. Cause one of these things is not like the others. Living in winter, I am your summer. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Quite good at just grabbing random strangers in the street. Madam Storm is something else.
She got a little kiss as well.
Know,
you've never done that.
Without
a BBC pass.
I know. And literally the first person she asked said yes.
This is Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Have you ever strutted in the street with a stranger before?
No. Never done this.
No. Funny that. Why did you say yes to Madam Storm?
It's just the way she asked me, just straight away, I want you. So I was like, here I am. It's like it has to be happening.
Wow, your technique works.
Thank you. Well, many years of being a dom, darling. Look at
Hannah. Yeah. Hannah didn't know that bit until now. Hannah now looks slightly scared.
This is going to change your life. Look at you, Hannah's lip. I know. I keep saying it.
Let's do it. Over to you, Madam Storm.
Okay, darling. So what we're going to do, I'm going to teach you how to do the power strut, okay? So strut is all about owning your space, being a confident woman and saying, I am here, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to get you to do any crazy affirmations just yet, all right? So standing up nice and tall, and it doesn't matter what your height is, you must always stand up nice and tall, okay? Shoulders back, core engaged, titties up. Oh, am I allowed to say titties?
You just did. It's fine.
I just did. Okay, so let's do that nice and tall. Okay, so with our feet, moving towards our feet now. So your feet should be shoulders width apart. Okay, you always strut with your heel down, followed by your sole of your foot. Okay, so I'm going to show you first, and then we'll do it together. Yeah, so watch me first, and then I'll come back for you, and we'll do it together. Okay, so standing up nice and tall, shoulders back, core engaged. Okay, heel followed by so.
Oh, Madam Storm is giving it some. That's the only way you can describe this strut. There are literally people stopping in Queen's Road just staring. Okay, you're going to do it together then, yeah? Hannah and Madam Storm.
Standing up nice and tall, shoulders back. You've got this, baby. You've got this, okay? Remember, ignore everybody else. You're owning your space. This is about you. You're a beautiful woman. Okay, take a deep breath in. Then out.
Just to let you know, my right foot is currently fractured.
Honey,
this is slightly unfortunate.
On my right foot, I have 2 metal plates and about 20 pins holding it together.
Nice. So, try, Hannah, nice try.
This is like injury top trumps.
No pressure, because you're already fabulous. Okay, put that in your mind. I'm already fabulous. Say it.
Really fabulous.
I am already fabulous.
I'm really fabulous.
Louder, Hannah. I need it louder.
You can't hear you. Again.
I'm already fabulous.
Yes. I'm already fabulous.
Yes. I'm already fabulous.
I'm already fabulous.
I'm already fabulous.
Okay. I'm already fabulous.
I'm more fabulous.
Okay, so we are going to strut to that Costa sign, okay? And then we're going to walk back. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, yeah. Hannah, you got it, baby. Oh, look at us, all four of us strutting up Queen's Road. What is so funny there about Brighton is, yeah, some people have stopped and are staring. Other people, I feel like
I've got splints happening. You know when your calves go? What's that called?
Okay. Oh, she's back. So now it's all about you, okay?
Hannah's doing a solo strut.
Own your space, and what other people think about you is none of your business. You're going to keep your eye on me. Standing up nice and tall.
I think we need music. We need a suitable tune for this. Here we go.
We've got music. Standing up nice and tall. Shoulders back. Core engaged. Titties up. Let's strut, honey. Yes! Yes. Woo!
Amazing. Oh, look. Strangers are clapping you, woo! Hannah. This is brilliant. Thank you for being such a good sport. How do you feel?
Good.
Thank you. Do you feel empowered?
Thank you, guys. Yes, empowered.
Good.
Well, listen, take the new empowered you and be off into the night. Enjoy.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Amazing stuff. Okay, we're going to dash back into the studio while you carry on listening to Nancy Sinatra. These boots were made for walking or strutting.
Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing.
and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
I'm a fabulous woman.
I am a fabulous woman.
I'm a fabulous woman.
I am a fabulous woman.
Fabulous, darling.
Fabulous.
Honestly, though, that was amazing. The first person you asked, Madam Storm, agreed to strut up and down Queen's Road with you.
In front of a man who wasn't her boyfriend, but I think he might be now.
Yeah. And actually, she was quite shy.
She was very shy.
When you
bless
first
her.
Approached her.
Yeah.
She went on her own little journey, to use a reality TV term.
Parlance. Yeah.
I guess you see that a lot, though. I mean, mm-hmm. I suppose on the face of it, people could be forgiven for going, oh, come on, what, you go for a class, learn how to strut, what, and that's supposed to change your life. But actually, you have had people tell you, yes, in fact, it did.
Yeah. I think what it is that people make the mistake that it's a class. I'm a qualified therapist. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner. So it's a coaching class. It's group coaching. I just don't advertise it as group coaching. And I've even had some women leave comments on my blog saying, you know, it's better than therapy. And now they've saved so much money going to their therapist. Not trying to put any therapist out of business. Yeah. But it is. It's a coaching class for women to feel safe in a space. And we do lots of mirror work. That's looking at yourself in the mirror and accepting who you are and letting go of self-judgment. I mean, Bibi, you know, you've come to my class.
It is an extraordinary experience. I mean, I felt quite self-conscious because I am very self-conscious, but it was a real bonding thing as well. It was really, I'm not really in that school of thought that, you know, everyone's very sisterly to each other, but it really was there. We were all like applauding each other.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. So you do lots of different struts, don't you?
Yeah, so there's six different struts with all different personalities.
Oh, yeah. Go on, take us through the six.
So the first strut is the power strut, is what you saw me teach that young lady. What's her name?
Hannah.
Hannah, darling, hi. Hopefully she listens to this.
She does now.
Yeah. So what I taught Hannah was the power strut. And the power strut is the standard strut of them all. It's a strut that you would use just walking down the street, you know, going into your office. It's the I am here. I'm comfortable with taking up space, and it's okay for me to feel like a powerful woman. Because a lot of women feel like they feel uncomfortable with taking up space, and they feel uncomfortable with being confident. Because believe it or not, you can get judged for being confident. Like, people judge me all the time.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Because I think there's almost, I'm not saying this applies to everybody, but I think there are sometimes negative connotations to being a confident woman.
Oh, for sure.
When you're talking about a man in that sense, it's like, oh, he's a leader.
Yeah.
He's powerful. Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes when you talk about confident women, you say, oh, she's a bit full of herself.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think women do worry. I certainly worry that if I come across too confident, people will hate me.
Mm. I think that's totally true.
Yeah, but just like you heard me say to Hannah, what other people think of you is none of your business. And again, that goes back to when I was training as a bodybuilder. You can't keep yourself in a space because you're worried about what other people may think of you, because
it's a huge responsibility for you.
Why
do you feel that? I think because you have got other people turning to you.
I'm used to it. It's always been like that ever since I was a little girl. I was always that girl that stuck up for other girls. You know, if anyone was trying to bully someone, I would always stick up for them. I was always the girl that the girls would come up to in the bathroom and be like, oh, can you just tell my girlfriend she's beautiful? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you are, you know. Like, I've always been a girl's girl. Growing up, girls may have not seen me as a girl's girl, but I think when we're young, we're still finding ourselves. And
because they felt threatened, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, I believe in reflection. So I had to think to myself, what was it that I was putting out to make other women feel uncomfortable if I was doing something. You know, it's all about self-development and looking at yourself and just seeing, okay, where can I improve on certain things? And I had to do a lot of psychology when meeting people. So how I would assert myself, my body language. And it does, I guess, come with a level of responsibility when people find you sexy or find you attractive. You have to be mindful of that. So if I am meeting someone's partner, I am mindful of that. You know, I'm very respectful and I may go over and beyond to compensate. So I may show the woman more attention. Some people might say, well, that's wrong. You know, why do you have to do that? But again, I'm, you know, I'm 5'11". I understand why someone may feel threatened by me. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be yourself. You should always be yourself. But it comes with responsibility. So I'm responsible with myself and with my body. And I'm respectful to people's situations and lives.
So I guess a lot of it is teaching people to have confidence in their confidence.
Yeah.
To step into their goddess, as people say, you know, to allow themselves to do that. Because that maybe is the fear you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
How powerful they can be.
Oh, yeah. And you only have to look at the society that we live in. You know, the society that we live in, they make money off of women not being in their power. What True. Would happen if we all lived in our power? You know, what would happen if you had all the confidence in the world? What would happen if you didn't have any fear? Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think with the whole diet industry, I posted on my Instagram today, Nike has a mannequin and it's a full-size woman. And I was like, this is really great, you know, because you're showing that women come in different shapes and sizes. But also we have to be careful that we're not celebrating being unhealthy. So we're kind of going through that period now where it's like, okay, if you've got curves and you're a bigger woman, love yourself, definitely. But we also have to look at the health part of it. You have to be healthy, you know, mind, body and soul.
You've taken us through the first strut.
Yeah.
The power strut. Yes.
Take us through the others.
Okay, so the other one's called the storm. That's one of the newest additions. Yeah. And Bibi, I don't think I taught you that one.
You don't know what you taught me, lady.
I just know now that you're this new, powerful, sassy woman.
Thank you.
Every time I see you now, you're in heels.
I know.
Yes.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? I know.
So, yeah, so the newest edition is called The Storm. And The Storm is just, again, about owning your space. And this one, both of your hands are on your hips.
Oh.
So I believe in the power of learning how to be dominant as well as being submissive. Okay, and when you mix the two together, it's extremely powerful because you learn how to flow between both of them, like your yin and your yang. You need both of them. So with the storm, it's showing that having your hands on your hip, that's a very dominant stance. That's saying, I'm okay with who I am. I'm kind of showing off a little bit. Yes, I know I look like a strong woman. And then the strut itself with your legs and how we cross our legs and how we move our hips, it's showing the divine feminine energy of the woman.
Oh, can you show us?
Oh, yes, of course.
I want to see the storm. Here we go.
Okay, so of course, standing nice and tall, shoulders back, core engaged, titties up, both hands.
I've got that bit.
I don't know if mine can go up. I need to, just two YTS boys to hold them up. Is that possible?
So both hands on your hips, okay? Heel followed by so, looking straight forward. And we're just going to cross our legs ever so slightly, right foot in front of the other.
Oh, now that is sexy,
isn't it?
That really is.
Look at you.
Amazing. So
I wouldn't leave the house if I look like you.
Well, I've been saying, and I know that you're not going to forgive me for bringing this up. I apologise, but I've got a guilty secret. I am quite into Love Island. I know.
Oh.
I know. I can't help it. But the way Caroline Flack walks into that villa, I mean, she's got the strut on, hasn't she?
I haven't seen Love Island. I'm sorry.
Do it, Alison, now.
I'm not sure I could. Not in the presence of Madame Storm. But yes, so that's my new resolution. I'm going to try and walk into every room with that sense of ownership.
It's about your intent. You have to know your intent. Right. Why am I doing this? Why am I walking into this space? What do I want to achieve when I'm walking into this space? It's all about your inner, you know, it's your inner confidence, your inner thoughts. That's why we do affirmations throughout my Strut Masterclass. And that's why you saw me with Hannah doing affirmations. You know, I'm a fabulous woman. You have to start speaking to yourself with positivity and love. There's no point in you trying to fake it. you know, and a lot of women may say, oh, I'm going to bring out my inner Beyonce, or, you know, I'm going to be that lady on Love Island. And that's the first mistake, because you can't be anyone else but yourself. So if we just take that away and work on your inner confidence, who am I? What do I want to achieve by walking into this room? Do I want to achieve attention? Do I want to say, I am here, I am powerful? Do I want to say, I'm a fun woman? You know, depending on where you're walking into, whether it's the bar, whether it's going into an interview, you have to know your intent and why you're doing something.
Normally, I just want everyone to like me.
Yeah, like me, or I'd like to get away with this, my lord.
Like me.
Please don't put me in prison. So we've had power.
Yes.
We've had storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you have the sass. And again, like I said, these are all different struts of different personalities. And it's just so the women can go through a journey on taking on different characters. So they know that they can be powerful. They know that they can be sexy. They know that they can be sassy. So the sassy strut is just in the name. It's sassy and it's fun. And it's like, oh, look at me. And paying attention to your curves and the way your hair flicks and, you know, the way your eyes are. And, oh, it's so beautiful, isn't it, Ruby? It really is. Because you see these women right at the beginning. A bit like Hannah, like, oh, no, no, no. And then by the full strut, they're like, yas, honey. You know, giving it nothing but sass. Then we have the diva strut.
Well,
okay.
Yes. And the diva strut is all about saying, you know what? It's okay if I want to be a bit of a diva. It's okay if I want to say, I'm brilliant. I achieved all these things in my life. Go, girl. So that's what the diva is about. It's about saying, yeah, I'm... can't swear.
Yeah.
Try not to.
Diva.
I think women find that, though, especially hard. I mean, I think I speak for both me and Bibi when I say this. I think my kind of go-to is to be self-deprecating.
Oh, that's all I do.
Mm-hmm. The thought of actually sitting with somebody and going, let me tell you how fabulous I am, just actually makes me cringe just the thought of it.
Well, I was in a meeting recently and I was thinking about, you know, women always say that men in a business meeting, they will ask what they want for. That's mm-hmm. why they achieve. Not because they're any better, but they would just ask for it and put it out mm-hmm. there and say, well, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And women just can't do it. And I, was in a meeting, had that in my head of like, mm. be the man. And oh, it was painful. I can't remember what happened.
Mm.
It's thrown out.
Again, it's about us being uncomfortable with our power and our confidence, you know. And for the diva strut, it's like saying, okay, but at the beginning of each strut, I say to them, what does this mean to you? Because even though I teach them their technique, I always want them to put their own personality onto it. So what does diva mean to you? And most women say it's about being successful, being powerful. I say, okay, what kind of words does that, you know, what kind of words affiliate with that feeling of being successful? And they say proud. And I'm like, okay, so be proud. Be proud of your achievements. You know, it's okay to say, you know what, I achieved this. I think actually is really good and it's a good habit, because that's what you call gratitude. Like today, you know, just before I came here, I was like, thank you. You know, thank you for giving me this amazing platform. Thank you that I'm able to touch all these women's lives. You know, I get so many messages from women and from men. I love the messages from men. They're like, Madam Storm, thank you. Wink, wink. And it's amazing. I've had strutters who have done my strut masterclass and my art seduction program who have now gotten pregnant. They're like newlyweds. Yeah, they're having the best time of their lives now. And that's because I worked with them. And yeah. It's okay for me to feel proud of that. Yeah. And to just sit back and go, wow, I did that. I think we all need to do that.
What's the final strut?
So where are we now? So the diva strut, we've done the sass. Oh, and then you've got the seductress, which I have to say is my favourite. Because it's the most effortless one. It's just you gliding.
For you, lady.
Gliding.
Gliding.
You've seen me in heels.
Yeah. I'm Dick Emery. We're lucky...
And then we have the pussycat strut.
Oh.
Yes. And that's the only strut that isn't done in heels. And the reason why I did that is because I want women to know that you can strut whether you're in heels, trainers, or bare feet. Okay,
flip-flops?
Oh, flip-flops.
Uggs? Crocs? Uggs, come on. Because it's attitude.
It's all about attitude and it's your inner confidence. Again, strut is just one way of showing your inner confidence. You know, that's your outer confidence. So the pussycat strut is just all about you. And this is where I start to really introduce touch. you know, a lot of women are uncomfortable with touching themselves. A lot of women are uncomfortable with looking in the mirror and touching themselves, you know, and then I do an exercise with the affirmations. So women always say to me, you know, how do you be sexy? What is it? And I say, you have to learn how to seduce yourself before you can seduce anyone else. So we do this affirmation. So we start from the head all the way down to our toes, and it would just be nice and slow. I love my hair. I love my neck. I love my shoulders.
She's at her titties now. I don't know what to do.
Where to look?
Where to look?
It's getting a bit hot. I know.
If you were doing an Alison strut, what would it be?
For Alison, created for Alison.
Oh, my own bespoke strut.
There you
I
go.
Love it.
You're welcome.
What animal comes to mind when you think of your own sexual confidence?
Oh, hamster? No. I want to say tiger.
Oh, then go for tiger. Own it.
Own it.
Own it.
I'm owning the tiger.
And
okay.
Why a tiger?
You've already stitched me up here, baby. Why a tiger?
You have me at hamster. I'm sorry, I'll never get over that.
Well, I suppose a tiger is seen as beautiful, confident, powerful creature.
Okay, so I would name your strut the Roar.
The Roar.
The Roar.
There we go.
Roar
fans. I'm all about the Roar. If you are sat at home, in your car, wherever you are tonight, you're listening to Madam Storm, and you would like some of what she's got, because I think we all want a little bit of what she's got, you can get in touch. And particularly if you are struggling a little bit when it comes to confidence, with owning your own space, with imposter syndrome. I mean,
yes.
I think a lot of women struggle with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I certainly do. That constant feeling that somebody is going to come up at any moment, tap you on the shoulder and go, I'm really sorry, there's been a terrible mistake. Mm. Who let you on the radio? If that's you, we have Madame Storm here with us for the next 20 minutes. You can get in touch. You can text us, 81333. Start your message with the word radio, or you can call.
Call BBC Surrey.
0800 587 1046.
Interesting. We've had a text from Guy in Crawley Down. He says, are there any classes that you could do for men who struggle with confidence?
Nice.
Yeah, I have to admit, so many men do ask me this. I do want to stay true to my purpose. I feel like my purpose is to empower women. My art seduction program, I do work with men and women, and I do offer one-to-one sessions. So I'm open to working with men if they would like to do a one-to-one session with me, because I feel like it is important for men to feel confident, and I feel that they are overshadowed a bit. So yeah, if you want to contact me directly and have a one-to-one session, I'd be very, very happy to help him.
You might want to reword that, because...
can we get onto the dominatrix
we
stuff
have
now? Because I am fascinated by this.
Yeah.
So I love, first off, that you are an international dominatrix. None of your local dominatrix. Oh no, we've gone global.
She's not zone one, she's not zone two, she's not 3, 4, 5, 6.
I mean, how do you become an international dominatrix?
Oh my gosh. I was crazy.
Crazy
enough. I was crazy, and I'm a bit crazy, but literally no fear, you know. I was just like, I want to go here, and I got on a plane and I went. There's one story that always sticks into my mind. I was going to Miami for my birthday, and I was bringing a girlfriend with me, and I had tweeted, oh, I'm going to Miami, and a potential client messaged me, and he said, oh, Madam Storm. Well, actually, my name wasn't Madam Storm back then, it was my other mistress name, which I won't disclose right now.
I'm going to get Kate O'Mara.
So, but let's just use Madam Storm for this story. And he says, oh, I want to meet you at the airport. You know, and this was normal for me, to be my driver, and he'll be there with an iPad and a phone, because I requested. I said, okay, well, Madam needs a phone, and I need two, one for me and one for my girlfriend, and a bottle, of course. And he said, Madam, I'd like to gift you, and it was an iPad. And we got to Miami, and he was there with gifts, and he was my driver. And yeah, that's what it's like being an international dominatrix.
But is it sexual or is it just about you almost bossing these men around?
I would say it is
bossing those men, you know, or making demands of them.
All right, hamster, keep it down.
Back to my wheel.
I think with the men that have fetishes, they know when you're a fake. So it's much deeper than just bossing them around. In fact, if you're just a bossy woman, it's not going to work.
No.
They like women who are confident and powerful. That's their thing. These men are very powerful themselves. You know, my clients are CEOs. They, you know, they run big companies and they can have anything they want. And that is why they come to me, because they just want to feel free. You know, they want to feel submissive. If I was just bossy and just shouted at them all the time, that's not a thrill. That's not exciting to them. So going back to your first question, is it sexual? Yeah, it is, because their feeling, their fetish is their sexual desire. Do I have sex with my clients? Absolutely not. As soon as you do that, you lose your whole reputation. You're no longer a mistress. You're now an escort. And it's very, very different. And the reason why you lose your respect is because they see you as this goddess. They see you as someone who is so powerful and so divine that their only job is to submit to you.
So you're untouchable.
I'm untouchable. Oh, yes. My clients won't look at me without my permission.
Oh, this is... Are you... It's like Madonna. Are you... is it sexual for you? Is it a turn on for you?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Says
yes.
It all.
Yes. Yeah. No, it is. And
so were you never tempted then to cross that line?
No, because that's not what turns me on. You can have sex with anybody.
Silence.
Yeah. Silence.
You can.
Silence from Libby Shee, sure.
Speak for yourself, that's, Madam Storr.
But, yeah. When you look at... If you're able to stimulate someone's mind... This is what it's about. That's where you get that sexual energy from. It's me being able to read your body language. You know, when I did my tour in Berlin, most of my clients couldn't speak English. And if they did, it was very, very little. And it was the best sessions I've ever had, because the only communication there was, it was body communication.
What do you do in a session?
Oh, BB. I mean, you told me I couldn't swear. Now you want to know what I do in sessions.
Oh, yeah. Mime it. Mime it. Draw it for me.
We can't swear, but we can do everything else.
Well, I'm known as a very sensual mistress, hence the reason why, you know, I teach the art of seduction. So it's all about mind play, you know, tie and tease. I play with their mind, especially because I'm a hypnotherapist by trade, you know. So it's about taking them through a journey and reading them and connecting with their energy. And in that moment, it's just you and I.
Oh, she's doing it to me.
I know.
Right now.
Look at the eyes.
Look, I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. How can... So being a dom sounds amazing. Can you... How do you use that outside of the bedroom? So anyone like listening, how do you... What can you teach that... I know you do it in your classes, but like for anyone listening, is there... What are the dom tips that help you in your normal life? Because it must cross over.
Oh,
it totally crosses over.
Gosh, I wouldn't even be sitting here being interviewed by you two beautiful women if I wasn't a dom. Like, I feel like being a dom allowed me to express myself, to be okay with my power. It's like the one, you know, I was bullied throughout my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, for being different, even for being confident, for owning my space. Even now, I had to fight to be who I am. You know, I've had PR agents say to me, oh no, you look too dominant on your website. You know, I've had marketing people say to me, oh, you know, we should soften it a bit. You shouldn't wear this, you shouldn't swear. And I was like, you know what? This reminds me of when I was training in a WBFF. They told me that I would never place because I didn't look like them. And I'm going to win being me, or I'm going to lose being me. And I always believe in standing in your truth.
Oh, that made me go. That made my titties go.
They've gone up.
They've gone up a bit. Something's happened.
But does that mean you never get the chance to be submissive? I mean, your life,
no,
are you
of
a dom? No.
Well, my partner might disagree with that. But, you know, even my relationship with my partner, I think the reason why we are so close is because he understands me as a person. He sees me for me. And I am a very sensitive person. I'm a very down-to-earth person. And again, when I said to you about the yin and the yang, you have to be both dominant and submissive. And I'm both.
I love this.
Someone else has given us a call. This is Matt. This is a kind of a different form of empowerment, but I think it still works. Mm-hmm. I'll let Matt explain. So he runs a company called She Can. So okay. A little bit like you teach people kind of confidence and strutting. Mm-hmm. Matt teaches them how to handle a screwdriver. Is that right, Matt? Have I got that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely spot on. Screwdrivers, drills.
And so the idea, I suppose, is that women don't have to rely on a man to come round and put the shelves up.
Well, yeah.
Love that.
It kind of came from doing jobs for people, and most of my customers are women. I'm not sure why that happened. It just happened that way. And they would often ask me to show them how to do things. And, you know, from that, I got a big list of stuff. You know, jobs around the house, like putting shelves up and mirrors and fixing wobbly door handles and leaky taps and stuff. So I just thought, I'll run this as a course. And that started about 18 months ago, and it's... it's not quite as exciting as what
depends what you do with the power drill, Matt, doesn't it? Really,
we've had a few moments when we've been doing a lot of screwing of an evening.
Thank you. I knew Matt. Someone was going to go there, and it was you, Matt. Well done.
But I have to say, I thought I'd just get that out of the way early.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you kind of think in this day and age, you know, equality and all that. But, you know, I'm still guilty of that a little bit. You know, me and my friends say, oh, you want to get a man in to do that, which is ridiculous. Because why? Why shouldn't we be able to put our own mirror on the wall?
Because I don't want to.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Said like a true dog.
And then you hire someone. Yeah.
If people want to find out more about your classes, your She Can classes, how can they do that, Matt?
Well, the best place to go is to the website, which is www.shecantraining.com. There's a Facebook page, which is called She Can. And, that's the best place to go. You can read all about what we do.
And you do this locally?
I'm Brighton-based, so we're running courses every, once a month on a Saturday. And that's like a one-day course, so that's 10 till 5. It's quite intensive, but we have an awful lot of fun, and I find it so rewarding because, you know, you're talking about empowerment tonight, and that's the main kind of word that people come out of at the end of the day. You know, people, women who inherited a load of tools from their uncle or their auntie or whatever, and have been looking at them for a few years and then thought, well, it can't be that difficult. And of course it isn't, you know. it's just a bit of knowledge, and it's a very friendly sort of hands-on. The reason I love teaching women is because they're so kind of, they're really up for it and attentive, and it's not a room full of testosterone fueled blokes who think they know
Everything. Better than you. Yeah, I can imagine.
I think it sounds great.
Matt, thanks so much for getting in touch. I think there could be like a little collaboration here. Yeah. Matt with his power tools, you with your strutting. Yeah. You never know. Back to the dominatrix thing. Sorry.
Yeah,
but I'm
straight
absolutely
away.
Fascinated. Obviously, you're on the radio talking about it. So friends and family know what you do?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's the first thing of you being free. You can't be ashamed of what you do.
No.
Everybody knows what I do.
What's the biggest misconception do you think people have about dominatrix?
That we have sex with our clients.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Or it's just about women screaming off the top of their heads, or it's about violence and pain.
So, when I had a career, do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, you haven't known me that long. I remember interviewing... a dom, and she told me, okay, so I was saying, what's the most extreme thing that you've been asked to do? And she said a client asked her to run him over in her car.
What?
Yeah.
And I went, there's no way. She went, yeah. And I said, did you? And she said, well, it got to the stage where he was writing out a kind of a document contract saying, yes, I have asked her to do that. Mm. So if she's arrested, I mean.
But again, you know, when you're a dominatrix, it comes with responsibility. I've had to signpost some of my clients as well and say, okay, clearly you need to seek some help. And I think on a serious note, that when you are in this profession, you have to be aware of those who have a genuine fetish and it's just a desire. And most things like that extreme, it's good when it's in the mind, you know, so it's all about that fantasy in the mind. We need to keep it in the mind. But if it is something that is like, whoa, okay, I think there's something wrong here, then it's important for them to signpost them to get help.
Well, also, it could come back on you, couldn't it?
Well, that's it. If you did someone scribbling something, doesn't stop you going to jail, I'm sure.
You know, someone gets hurt, then, you know, you're the one up in the
dock. I do have a story about a policeman.
Oh, perfect. Go on.
We love a policeman story. Come on.
So,
let's call him PC Dishy.
Yeah. So what happened was, and this happens very rarely, you know, in my career. It's only happened like, I think, twice. So I had a client come round. And it was in a domestic setting, meaning not in the dungeon. It was in like a home setting. That's what we call domestic setting.
Do you have your own dungeon?
She does.
Yeah, I have several dungeons that I will play from. And I also do mistress training. So I train women how to be professional dominatrix.
Hello.
Yeah. There's your birthday present. Dear hamster, happy birthday.
I think we just found our next show. Right, okay.
And before, when I was, you know, fully involved in that life, I had my own dungeon. But now I'm not so much involved in that world. I mean, I have clients that fly in to see me and I would do it then. But most of my time is spent with either talking engagements or working with women or my strut masterclass. Again, like I said, my journey started with WBFF, you know, being a dom and starting to find out what my purpose in life is.
It's evolving.
It's evolving, yeah.
Back to the PC, though.
Yes, so so it was in a domestic setting and this gentleman came and you should never ask me how much it is because, if you give me your wallet, I'm going to take everything that's in the wallet, right? As long as I'm concerned, as soon as you walk through that door, we're playing. Okay, so he wanted all of that, but sometimes a client may switch out of it and be like, oh, okay, I don't know about this, I'm not too sure, or they may think that they're submissive until they meet a real dominant woman and then they don't like it, or they try to test you. There's so many different things that a client can do, but he should have known not to test me, so he gave me his
money. I wouldn't test you.
Yes, and it was fine, and I took the money. He had exactly the same amount that I had quoted him, so of course it's supposed to be all for me. And then we were playing, you know, it was corporal punishment, which is caning or whipping or spanking. And then just out of nowhere, he was like, no, I want my money back. And I was like, are you speaking to me?
It's not the Marks and Spencer's customer returns desk, is it?
Right?
You know what
and,
I mean? I got my receipt. I want my money back.
It was very bizarre because we had already started playing. If it was at the beginning and he was like, oh, do you know what? Sorry, my mistake. Fair play. But, you know, we had already gone through the scenario. You've already got your little kick out of it. And then now you want to switch it all up. So then he goes, oh, okay. And then he opens the door. And then there's a police officer just walking past. So, and I think this was part of his kink. I think this was part of his whole thing. I think he wanted to have that scenario, right? So he kind of gets all upset because, oh, you know, you took all my money. Again, he already knew how much the session had cost. So I think it was his kink and his play. He so happens to open a door at the time where there's a police officer across the road walking down the road. So he calls the police officer over. He goes, oh, this woman's taking all my money and she's tried to beat me up. And I'm standing at the door in leather, thigh-high boots, you know, boobies up to my chin.
They're up again.
And the police officer walks over and he goes, oh, what's going on? And he shows the police officer all the marks on his back. And the police officer said, oh, is this true? I said, yes, indeed, officer. He paid me to do it. And I always kept text messages. Yeah. So all your scenarios are either emailed or text, you know. So the officer didn't know what to do. So I explained I'm a dominatrix. And he goes, oh, but she took all my money. He goes, did you? I said, of course I did. And then he said, oh, you know, she whipped me. He goes, is this true? I said, of course I did. And the officer, he went bright red. He goes, sir, I think it's time that we leave. And I said, bye-bye. And I shut the door. Oh, and that's just one of my many stories. Like, honestly, being a dominatrix comes with a lot of funny scenarios.
And you know that officer has been dining out on that particular story ever since.
Yes.
Down the station. Tell us that one again. Come on, tell us that one again. Oh my gosh, we could do another hour with you easily, Madam Storm. I want to hear more stories about being a dominatrix. But sadly, we are very nearly out of time. If people want to find out more about what you do, your courses, how can they do that?
Yes, so they can go to my website, which is www.teachmestorm.co.uk. They can follow me on Instagram at Madam Storm, and also at my Twitter, I am Madam Storm, for my normal followers. And for anyone that's a bit more kinky, can follow me at I am Madam Storm Whip, which is my mistress Twitter account.
I love that. So you've got like I follow her on both.
Yeah, I mean, BB's you're faithful and loyal to the course, so she follows me on both accounts.
That's right.
My next Strut Masterclass is on the 6th of July. And on the 19th of June, I'm actually going to be on a panel discussing, you know, sexual power and, you know, being comfortable with playing with toys and being a confident woman and knowing your desires. And that's with Taylor Matched, which is a female run company helping people to come together. So she's like a dating coach. So that is on the 19th of June. So please do check out her Instagram for more details.
Fabulous. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. Will you come again at some point?
Of course. Will you come to the next Strut on the 6th of June?
Yeah.
6th of July, beg your pardon.
Try and keep me away.
Yes, good.
Yes, we will definitely hear more from Madam Storm. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having me, darling.
Thank you, Storm. Are you feeling more empowered?
Always. No, I really am. I just think it's brilliant. I love the showing the vulnerable and the strength, because I think that's totally it. Why you can't not be you, and if you are both those things and embrace that, because I think people are so apologetic for what they see as their weakness, and that's,
you just have to own it and just be you and just embrace who you are.
That's it. On that note, we say good night. Stay tuned, because Paul Miller will be here with you after the news at 10 o'clock. I'll be back with you tomorrow from midday, and myself and BB. Oh, no, actually, it's you on your own, isn't it? Next Wednesday, because I'm Paul Miller.
You're Paul Miller. Confusing. Oh, it's so confusing.
Oh, we're swapping
all this
over
role play.